Welcome to Oriole Park at Camden Yards in Baltimore, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Kenny Lofton. Batting second. The right fielder, Wayne Kirby. Batting third. The second baseman, Carlos Berga. Batting fourth. The DH, Albert Bell. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Carlos Martinez. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Glenallan Hill. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Alvaro Espinoza. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Felix Fermin. Batting ninth. The catcher, Sandy Alomar. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Julian Tavares. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Brady Anderson. Batting second. The right fielder, Mark McLemore. Batting third. The center fielder, Mike Devereaux. Batting fourth. The DH, Harold Baines. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Cal Ripken. Batting sixth. The first baseman, David Segui. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Tim Hewlett. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Harold Reynolds. Batting ninth. The catcher, Jeff Tackett. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Fernando Valenzuela. And now, play ball. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Lofton bunts towards third. Hewlett fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Wayne Kirby is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Kirby hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Valenzuela fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Berga hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kirby moves to third. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Bell hits a fly ball into left field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Kirby tags and scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Indians. Carlos Martinez is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Martinez hits a pop-up towards first. Segui settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berga scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mark McLemore is at the plate with a count of 2-0. McLemore hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Devereaux hits a pop-up towards first. Martinez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berga scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Glenallan Hill is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Hill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Alvaro Espinoza is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Espinoza strikes out. Two outs. Felix Fermin is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Fermin hits a line drive towards short. Ripken reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Ripken strikes out. One out. David Segui batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Segui hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berge scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Hewlett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harold Reynolds batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berge scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Alomar hits a fly ball into center field. Devereaux settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Kenny Lofton batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Lofton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lofton hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Devereaux. Lofton reaches second base with a double. Wayne Kirby is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Kirby is 0 for 1 in the game. Kirby bunts towards the mound. Valenzuela picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Valenzuela. Lofton scores. It's 2-0, Indians. Carlos Berge is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Berge is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Berge bunts towards the mound. Valenzuela fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Kirby moves to second. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bell is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Kirby moves to third. Berge moves to second. Carlos Martinez is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Martinez is 0 for 1 in the game. Martinez strikes out. 2 outs. Glenallan Hill is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hill is 0 for 1 in the game. Hill hits a line drive into left field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jeff Tackett batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Tackett takes first base on ball 4. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Anderson is 0 for 1 in the game. Anderson hits a pop-up into left field, out of the reach of Hill. Anderson reaches second base with a double. Tackett moves to third. Mark McLemore is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. McLemore is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. McLemore hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tackett scores. Anderson scores. It's Indians, 2, Orioles, 2. Mike Devereaux batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Devereaux is 0 for 1 in the game. Devereaux hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Tavares, and towards Furman, who fields it and throws to first for the out. McLemore moves to second. 1 out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Baines is 0 for 1 in the game. Baines is walked intentionally. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Ripken is 0 for 1 in the game. Ripken hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 5-2, Orioles. David Segui batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Segui is 0 for 1 in the game. Segui takes first base on ball 4. Tim Hewlett batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Hewlett is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hewlett hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Segui moves to second. Harold Reynolds is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Reynolds is 0-1 in the game. Reynolds hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Berger reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jeff Tackett is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Tackett is 0-0 in the game. With a walk, Tackett hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Tavares fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Alvaro Espinoza is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Espinoza is 0-1 in the game. Espinoza hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Anderson. Espinoza reaches second base with a double. Felix Firmin is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Firmin is 0-1 in the game. Firmin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Segui scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Firmin for the out. Espinoza moves to third. One out. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Alomar is 0-1 in the game. Alomar hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of McLemore, who is chasing the ball. Alomar reaches third base with a triple. Espinoza scores. It's 5-3, Orioles. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Lofton is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Lofton hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of McLemore. Lofton reaches second base with a double. Alomar scores. It's 5-4, Orioles. Wayne Kirby is at the plate with a count of 0-0. There goes Lofton. The throw from Tackett and he is safe. Lofton steals third. Wayne Kirby batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Kirby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kirby takes first base on ball 4. Alan Mills now pitching. Carlos Berga batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Berga is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Berga hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Reynolds catches it and throws to first to double up Kirby. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Indians 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Bob O'Hayden now pitching. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Anderson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Martinez throws towards second. Berga fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Berga. Anderson moves to second. Paul Sorrento now playing first base. Mark McLemore is at the plate with a count of 3-2. McLemore is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. McLemore hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Anderson moves to third. Mike Devereaux batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Devereaux is 0-for-2 in the game. Devereaux hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Anderson tags and scores. That run is unearned. One out. It's 6-4, Orioles. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Baines is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Baines hits a ball on the ground towards short. Firmin fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Bell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Bell hits a fly ball into right field. McLemore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Sorrento is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sorrento hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seghi scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sorrento for the out. Two outs. Glenallan Hill is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Hill is 0 for 2 in the game. Hill strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Indians 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ripken is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Ripken hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-4, Orioles. David Seghi is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Seghi is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Seghi hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ojeda fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hewlett is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Hewlett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Harold Reynolds is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 2 in the game. Reynolds strikes out. There goes Hewlett. The throw from Alomar to Berga, and back to Sorrento, who tags Hewlett out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Alvaro Espinoza is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Espinoza is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Espinoza hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hewlett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Felix Fermin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Fermin is 0 for 2 in the game. Fermin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Alomar is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Alomar hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 7-6, Orioles. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lofton is 3 for 3 in the game, with a single and 2 doubles. He's got 1 RBI. Lofton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Wayne Kirby is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Kirby is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kirby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reynolds fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the Indians 6. The Orioles will come to bat. Bill Wirtz now pitching. Jeff Tackett is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Tackett is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Tackett hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Anderson is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Anderson hits a pop-up towards short. Fermin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark McLemore is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. McLemore is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. McLemore hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Devereaux is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Devereaux hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fermin fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the Indians 6. The Indians will come to bat. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Berga is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Berga takes first base on ball 4. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Bell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Bell hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Tackett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jim Poole now pitching. Paul Sorrento is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Sorrento is 0 for 1 in the game. Sorrento hits a fly ball into center field. Devereaux settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Todd Froworth now pitching. Glenallan Hill is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hill is 0 for 3 in the game. Hill hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Berga moves to third. Alvaro Espinoza is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Espinoza is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Espinoza hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hewlett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the Indians 6. The Orioles will come to bat. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Baines is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Baines hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Ripken is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 4 RBIs. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berga scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. David Segui batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Segui is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Segui hits a line drive into left field. Hill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the Indians 6. The Indians will come to bat. Jeff Treadway pinch hits for Felix Fermin. Jeff Treadway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Treadway hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Alomar is 2 for 3 in the game, with a triple and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Froworth fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Lofton is 4 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and 2 doubles. He's got 1 RBI. Lofton takes first base on ball 4. Wayne Kirby is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. There goes Lofton. The throw from Tackett and he is out, Ripken applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the Indians 6. The Orioles will come to bat. Jeff Treadway now playing third base. Alvaro Espinoza now playing shortstop. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hewlett is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. Hewlett strikes out. 1 out. Harold Reynolds batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Reynolds is 0 for 3 in the game. Reynolds takes first base on ball 4. Jerry DiPoto now pitching. Jeff Tackett is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. There goes Reynolds. The throw from Alomar and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Jeff Tackett is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Tackett is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Tackett takes first base on ball 4. Jeffrey Hammonds pinch runs for Jeff Tackett. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Anderson is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Anderson hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Reynolds tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 8-6, Orioles. Mark McLemore is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. McLemore is 4-for-4 in the game, with 4 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. McLemore is walked intentionally. Hammonds moves to second. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Devereaux is 0-for-3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Devereaux hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 8, and the Indians 6. The Indians will come to bat. Mark Parent now catching. Greg Olson now pitching. Wayne Kirby is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Kirby is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kirby strikes out. One out. Carlos Berga batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Berga is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Berga hits a line drive towards third. Hewlett reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Albert Bell batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Bell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hewlett fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 8, and Cleveland Indians, 6. Goodbye from Oriole Park at Camden Yards in Baltimore.